I want to cover some ground to get to the topic before Rosh Hashanah, how Rosh Hashanah ties in, the elephant in the room. But it's very important just to point out, on Daf Tesamid Aleph, there's not so much going on in Daf Tesamid Aleph, but there is one Nakuda that I think we mentioned that we have to highlight. The Mishnah on Daf Tesamid Aleph talks about Kenidrei Rishoyim. Person takes a neder like Nidre Rishon, Nader Benazir Vekarbon, Ubishvua Kenidre Ksherim, Lomar Klum. The Gemara goes on to be Masbir that Rishoyim take Nidarim and Ksherim don't take Nidarim. So if he says Ksherim, so then he said the right, say he said the wrong language. If he says Kerishoyim, so then it is the real language. So all of these, the Ran says right away, are perish the Yadasi. These are all types of yadus, and the Gemara is going to explain that what did he mean by all these things. And then the Gemara goes on to say, how do you know maybe he meant this? And the Gemara says, no, there was a nazir walking in front of him. So that's classic yadus. That's classic. What the Gemara is masbir as yadus. So the kasha is, Rabbi Say, we mentioned this, and I believe it was the first chabura that the Taisvis in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis Amud Beis says that the Gemara in Shavuos and the Gemara in Nedarim are different in the way they open up. And the Gemara says, and Taisvis says at the top of Beis Amud Beis, Yishlomer the Kaven the Les Bay Yados Lo Chashul Azkirim. So Taisvis' Shita is that there's no Yados by Shavuos. So the Kasha is, it's a perish against this Mishnah. It's a perish against this whole Sugya. Shita Satoisis is Nistar from the Gemara on Daf Tesamid Aleph. So there are different ways to answer what Taisis means. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Say, Taisis can't mean what you think he means because of our sugya. Taisis has to change. Whether Taisis was talking about, one suggestion I think we mentioned was that it was talking about Mushba Mipi Acherim. There's no Yados, and we explained why, that if someone else is facilitating the shvua, so then you can't have a yad there. Yad can only help when I'm holding half the kli, but if it's gebayt on someone else, so then it's not going to be a yad. But if you remember, we developed based on Shitas Arambam and Shitas Araivid that there was two isurim of shvuas. There was the classic isur shvua. There was shvua b'shem, which was the isur of lo sishbu b'shmila shaker, and that was the aseres hadibros dikas shvua. And then there was the bal yachal of shvua. And the Rambam says that not necessarily will you have a karbon on those dinim, and there would just be a din bal yachal. So Rabbi Say, what comes out according to that shtikl Torah that there are two dinim shvuas, and we had a lot of raya's to that yisod when we brought that out. But the best raya is our sugya, is that according to Shitas HaTosfos, Avada, there's a parsha of Bal Yachal. When the Gemara in Shavuos is introducing the concept of Shavuos, which Tosfos is trying to explain over there, it wants to teach the real Makoy. It wants to teach Lo Sishbu. It wants to teach the Shavua, HaShavua HaGmura, Shavua HaChamura. So that's why it's not going to have the din of Yados for that type of Shavua. But in the world of Nadarim, in the world of Bal Yachal, in the world of other Yisurim that exist, that for sure will exist also by Shavua as well. So however you're going to say it, you have to be Masbir somehow, this sugya on Daf Tesamid Aleph. Good. So the Gemara goes on to say, Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, this Gemara is over here. Also a Gemara in the beginning of Chulin. The Rishayim and Chulin are actually very important for this Gemara. The Gemara presents Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara is trying to figure out what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda actually said. So Rabbi Meir sounds like, the Gemara originally presents, the Gemara is saying, who is this person that made a distinction between a neder and a nedava? Tisanya, that neder is no good and a nedava is good. Tisanya, toiv asher loy tider, toiv mizeh mizeh, she'ein a neder karlik, or divar meir. Rabbi Meir holds that it's better off not to make any nedarim. So just don't get yourself into trouble and just don't do the mitzvahs and stop taking vows. You shouldn't take any vows. So that's not the tana of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Toiv Mizeh Mizeh, Noider Mashalim. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The best is what? To take the neder and to fulfill the neder. So who's the Tanar Mishnah? So the Zakta Gemara, Afilu Tema Kikom Rabbi Meir Ben Neder, Rabbi Meir that says it's Toiv not to make a neder, that was by a neder. But even Rabbi Meir's Maskim, Zakta Gemara Ben Nedava Lo Kamer, So the Gemara changes up the gear. So fine. So just right there. So nedarim are no good according to Reb Meir. And according to Reb Yehuda right now, the way we're assuming right now is it's better not to be neider ve'enu mishal. Right? It's better to be. It's better to be according to Reb Yehuda again. So frekta rishayim in chulin. So according to Reb Meir, the whole concept of nedarim is non-existent. There's never an Indian to be neider. There's never. That's always a bad thing according to Reb Meir. What do you do with all the psukim and chumash? Tosis asks. By either Yaakov neder leimor, right? So we can tell me it's kodem matan Torah. So b'chlal, what was the neder? Why is the neder chad? What is the psukim talking about according by Yaakov? But you have other nedarim that are found in the Torah. Why according to Reb Meir? Does any of that? Why is that all? Was that all bad things according to Reb Meir that they took nedarim? So Tosis mechadish in chulin that eis tzara is shining. That Eish Tzara is a heter to make Nadar. But the Ramban in Chulin writes a totally different answer. The Ramban, yeah.
What does that mean? Subjective Eish Tzara? What kind of Eish Tzara are you talking? It's not like a Takana of Lam or something. Like that.
If a person's in a Tzara, he's allowed to take a Nadar.
You can decide for yourself
I don't think there's an objective tzar. Yeah, that's the way with this sheet of Taisus is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to take Nadarm be'ez tzar, based on Taisus and Chulin. The Ramban, though, what's interesting, and it's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramban disagrees with the entire psak. The Ramban says this whole machlekes is only ledabe isuri kachin, legabe being karbonos. But the machlekes of Yudah Remer was never legabe tztapa. So I saw Rabbi Yashiv. He has a aura on the Shulchan Aruch because Lemaisa, according to the Ramban, it's not even a Yeshayimim in the Shulchan Aruch. So according to the Ramban, L'chayr even not an Eis Tzara. Any neder for Tztaka should totally be Mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch writes with Feirush, just like Shitas HaToisus, that the only time it's Mutter to take a neder is Be'Eis Tzara. So Rabbi Yash is not sure why. I mean, the Rishayim both had that same kash, and they had different answers on how to understand Ramei Rabbi Yehuda lefi the psukim lefi Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, and the Ramban said it was dafka din legabe kachim is because we were worried that a person is going to be nichshol in these karbanos and the kedusha of inyane karbanos. So it's an interesting ha'ara that the Ramban mamish was not accepted, and we paskin like Taisus that the inyan of neder is only be'ez tzara based on our sugya based on the machlekes tanan. So let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara clearly made a distinction between a neder and a davar. Maishna noida deloy, maishna noida deloy, dilma osil ba lide takol. So Gemara says, why not by a neder? Because you're going to be nichshol. Nedava nami loy, dilma osil ba lide takola. So Gemara says, no, it's not a takola. Why? Ki hil azokin. Disanya omru al hil azokin shaloy mal adam bo iloso. Kol yamav mevia kishim cholin lazaro makdisha v'saymichalav v'shaychta. So Gemara says, no, you're not going to worry about the nedava. Why? Because you're going to take the animal and you're not going to make it kadosh until later on, right? So on here, the Ran says over here, fascinating Ran, very important Ran. Kehil lazakein, right? And the Gemara says mevia cholin lazaro. So the Ran says, "Lav ba'azor mamish she'aser laviya chul nazar ela bepesach azar." According to Hillel, the Gemara is saying you never had a chash. Why? Because it never became kadosh until later on, until you got into the azara, and then we would make it kadosh. But if you don't do like Hillel Azokin, so then Mamela, you're going to be bali de takala. We'll talk about in a second what the takala was. But whatever, you're going to lose the carbon and the kedusha is going to be gone, right? Or you're going to delay the carbon, whatever it is. But if you never had Kedusha, right? If you never makdish it, so then what? By an adava, so then you're good, right? So the Ran happens to say over here, don't read the Gemara literally, even though the Gemara says that the Hakadosha was where? In the Azara. The Ran says, that's Lav Dafka. Because, listen to what the Ran says, if you bring an animal into the Azara, that's Chulin, you just violated Nisa Daraisa. I'm a fascinating Rav. Like, mamish have to make sure the kedusha is chal before you come in. So the Ran is saying a massive chiddush in the isser of chulin ba'azara. The pashtus in chulin ba'azara is what? Is like the lashon of the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara is a lashon in Kiddushin that just like, right, shchutei chutz is parallel to chulin ba'azara. Sheli b'shelcha, b'shelcha b'sheli is aser. Which means what? If I'm makriv outside, korbanos, and I'm makriv chul, or I shecht chulin inside, right? I do the same maisa that I flip it in those areas. That is the iser of chulin ba'azara. According to the Ran, that's not the iser, right? According to many rishonim, that's the iser. Ad kedekach, the Tosfos in Bava Basra writes like this beferish. The Gemara has a shaila when it comes to bikurim in Bava Basra on Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara says that if you have a case of, the Gemara has a few sveikas, whether or not you're chayav in bikurim, based on the sugyas in Bava Basra there. And the Gemara says, well, you're going to be a suffik bikurim, you're going to be maal chulin ba'azara, because maybe it's not peiris bikurim, and now you're going to bring it into the azara. So that Gemara reads beautifully according to Shita Saran, because anything that you bring in that's not kadosh is going to be the iser of chulin ba'azara. I'm not allowed to bring anything into the azara that's not kadosh. So Tosfos writes, no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Avada, the iser of chulin ba'azara is only if you do a maisa avoda with chulin ba'azara. So what was the Gemara saying? When it comes to bikurim, you take peiris, you do hagasha, you put it on the side of the mizbeach. That's mamish like an avoda. Something happened over here. That's mamish like an avoda of the bikurim, as if you were makrivit, and therefore that's why by bikurim the Gemara said that, because of the hagasha, because of you were saimichit next to the mizbeach, so therefore a mela was as if you were shechting it, that would be problematic. Ad kedekach, Tosfos says, if you say like the Ran in our sugya, that's chulin ba'azara, and I'm not sure how the Ran will answer this, he says, so what's going to happen? The Kohen came in with his clothing, that's going to be an iser chulin ba'azara. The Tosfos asks this guy, so he came in with his jeans, so that's going to be an iser chulin ba'azara. There's no shaychus ta'avoda whatsoever, that's going to be iser chulin ba'azara. That's the way the Ran held. The Ran held, unless you hold it's dafka legabe behemoth or animals for whatever reason. But the way the Ran assumed over here is not necessarily the assumption of all the Rishonim, and he makes the Gemara lav dafka, but the pashas of the Gemara sounds like you would be able to even bring the animal when it's not kadosh into the azar.
Why is that such a far fetched point that to limit the Ran to something?
Tosfos kashers.
Well, yeah, like why that's
the clothing. Where you're saying, where did Tosfos get the assumption that they couldn't?
Not something though. We're talking about who in general.
You're saying why would we assume that the Kohanim came in with their clothing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think those are just things that we haven't seen them. Okay, but it's a very important. Lamaisa, the Hagdara, we don't have time to get into it, but when we're learning Chulin Ba'azara, the Hagdara is the Isser Chulin Ba'azara a more Mikdosh type Isser? Some Mela has nothing to do with. Has a certain way that you have to make sure that everything has a certain sanctity when you go in to the Makom Kodesh. Is that the Machayiv of Chulin Ba'azara, or is no? Is like exactly like the Lashon of the Rishayim. It's Shalchi Sheli B'Shalcha. It's doing the Avoda in the wrong places, and now you're now doing a zilzal in the Avoda by the fact that you're doing a Maisa Avoda. That's a Maisa Avoda Shel Chulin. The Maisa Avoda in Azara was reserved for Dvarim Kedoshim. Rabbi Sai, what was the takal? That's a very important shaila. So the Gemara says, by neder there's a takala, and by nedava there's no takala. So the Gemara says, no, nedava also there's a takala. So what does the Ran say? The Ran says, the takala is, uma'acher lahavi yoyser mishalosh regal. Nedava nami, he's going to be ma'acher, and he's going to violate bal ta'acher. So the Ran's learning the takola of the Gemara is bal ta'acher. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh in Maishna Neder Deloi Dilma Asi Ba Lide Takola. He says there the Gemara is saying that there's bal ta'acher, and then the Rosh shifts, Nedava nami dilma asili de takola. What? Mi'ila limolba. Why didn't he just say like the Ran? So the answer, l'chayre, is that the Rush saw from the Gemara, from the Havamina Maskana, is that the Gemara clearly in the Havamina assumed that Balta Acher was not relevant to a Nadav. So therefore, the Gemara therefore says, ah, Nadav, there's no Takala. And the Gemara is Mechadish, no, there's another Takala, l'inyan a Parsha Acheres, l'inyan the Isser Me'ila. The Ran is a little bit mufrach in the Havamina. If all the Gemara is saying is that, by the way, there's also Balta Acher in the Dova, so why did I think there wasn't Balta Acher in the Dova in the Havamina? I mean, according to the Ran, the Maskana makes sense that there is Takola, but what was the Havamina? That's the Chora Araya to the Shita of the Rush. But what is the Shita of the Rush? The Shita of the Rush sounds like what? I hear. Okay, good. So if that would be the reason why the Rush shifted, so then what I'm about to say is not true. If Benji's correct, and he was just being medayik from the Gemara's answer, and I'm lav davkein the diak of the Gemara. But if you look in the Mefaresh, which I just automatically grouped the Rush like, says a fascinating chiddush. The Rush, the Mefaresh says, Dilma asiba lide takola, the chi amr belasha neder harea like korban asiba lide takola, the avar misham balta acher. Nidava nami ki amr hare zu korban, when you are makdish something, but nidava, asibu lide takola, lide gizeva avoida. Right? Which also doesn't work well in the, if you take a medillic language, gizeva avoida is a separate isser than me'ila, right? Ava babalta acher lo the cholhecha de isa begaza de rachmana isa. Says the Mefarish that what? That there is no balta acher by a nedava. Why? Because anywhere this animal is when it gets lost, it's begaza de rachmana isa. It's a kadashtika animal. So I don't violate balta acher when it comes to a nedava. So the problem, again, with the Mefarish slash Rush, if you assume that the Rush agreed with that diuk, is that it's against the Mefarish Gemara. If you look at the Aleph of the Hagos Merav Ranchberg, he just points out, I think it's the wrong Gemara that he's pointing out. Suga kamayz the Roshana daf vav, it shouldn't be daf dalid, isa lehedya da'af benedava over bal ta'acher, ukvar higishu b'zebashut ponim me'iris. Simen Tzadi Tes, Ubeshvus Yaakov, Chelek Beis, Simen Gimel. So the problem is that these Rishonim seem to have forgotten the Beferish Gemara. The Gemara quotes Psukim. And the Gemara says, by Nedava, the Gemara clearly says Nedava, Balta Acher applies to Nedava. And the Gemara says, Kan be one Pasuk is even by Amr Veloy Afrish, and then the other Gemara is by Afrish Veloy Akriv. So not only do you have Balta Acher by Nedavos, you have all the Balta Achers by Nedavos in all different scenarios of Nedavos, that the Gemara has different Makoros for Balta Acher. So Bechlal, how could any Rishon not say like that? And that's what's convincing the Ran over here. So yeah, in a Hanami, the Ran in the Havamina is a good kasha. What was the Gemara's Havamina? Maybe the Gemara's Havamina was before the Gilui, the Psukim, in the Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara had to be Mechadish, that there was a Din Balta Acher by Nedava also. Maybe that's the Havamina Maskon of our Gemara, maybe you could say. But Lamaisa Ladina, you can never say that it's shifting Isurim, and that there's not going to be an Isur Balta Acher by Nedava. So, the Ponim Iris, And a group of Achroinim, I think that some Sefer also says like this, is that we're talking about over here, Ksherim. We're talking about Ksherim over here. A Nedava of a Ksherim. So, if the animal's around, they just say, we're not Choshish that a person's just going to be Ma'acher and not going to bring it, if it's around. Elamai. What's the we're talking about a person, right? He's not going to not bring it. Amazing. We're talking about a guy who's b'shaygig, right? He's going to, obviously, if this happens, it's going to be b'shaygig. So now what? So what's going to be? So the situation is what? What's going to be the only situation that he's not going to be bring it? Is that it got lost? So by nedava, what? In b'shoigeg, he's not going to be. He's not going to be chayiv be'achrayis. So that's l'chayra what the tzir of the Gemara is. Avada, the Gemara knew that there is a din of Val Ta'achar by Nadav. It's not wrong. There is a din of Val Ta'achar by Nadav. But when you're talking about a guy b'shoigig and it gets lost, and now that's the reason why he's not bringing it anymore. So that's the situation that we need to explain what the takola could be, that it's not going to be just a ma'acher of a person b'shoigig. Because in such a situation, he's not going to be chayiv be'achrayis. But if you look at that Maharaj quotes the Chumash of Yaakov, and Imam has a tshuva just on this shaila. It's fascinating. Someone just sent him a shaila in Chelik Beis Simon Gimel. Sent him a shaila. What is the deal with the Mefarish and Nedarim Adav Tesam Aviv? Like, how do you make any sense? The Shlosh Yaakov, please explain. So he says, Ladina. He says, not just like they're saying that it happens to be a case of Shegig, so therefore it's not going to be Chai Berachayas. He says, the fascinating Kiddush, he says, Dilma Pashu Umaacher Lahavi Yoisir Megimel Regolam Akan Lashono Har B'Divrei Nedava Eino Over Ella Im Kain Pasha B'Mezid Masha Enkein B'Shoigeg. Meaning he's not saying that it's just the case that you don't have to be Choshish in that case. He's saying Al Pidin. The Shvos Yaakov is saying Mikoach this Rashi, this Mefarish, that Al Pidin, when it came to Baal Ta'acher was only said B'Mezid. Baal Ta'acher by definition was never said if you look, he's medayik from the lashon of the Ran. Nedava nami dilma asi bilei tatarola. The afal gav the amar arezu says the Shvos Yaakov. Why the Ran answer dilma pasha? So he's medayik that the iser bal ta'acher would only be bemezid, and this is true even in the Ran that there is no iser bal ta'acher b'shoigeg. So Rashi was bothered by setting up the case as mezid. So therefore, the Mefarish had to say that because that's not the Pashas and the Sugis. So therefore, the Mefarish had to shift. And he knew about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. He knew about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But Mikoach, this Sugya, he comes out with a major Chiddush that when it comes to an Adava, there's not going to be an Isser Baal Ta'acher Bishoy. Why does this make very, very, why is this relevant to us, or both sides? So I'm going to right now, because we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to skip the Hemshech of the Gemara. And I'm going to get to the topic of what the sugya was tonight. Because you'll see in a second that this Gemara, this Machlokas Rishonim, is going to have relevance in the Hemshech of the Gemara. So let's skip the Agadata for a second. And let's go on to the Gemara's second suggestion. The Ibay Yisema, the last line of the Gemara. The Ibay Yisema, another alternative shot. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Omer Rabbi Yehuda B'Nedava, B'neder lo amr. So again, let's remember. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was what? Toiv shetidur v'lishalem. Right? It's best that you should take the neder and be mekayim it, even by nedarim. So the Gemara says, no, change it to nedava. Come Rabbi Yehuda b'nedava. B'neder lo amr. V'aktani toiv mizeh mizeh neder mekayim. Tani neder mekayim. Change it all to nedavos. So Rabbi Yehuda could also be the town of our Mishnah. Maishna noydidalo. So now the Gemara asks the same kasha on Yudam and Aleph. So what's the difference between Nader and Nadava? Dilma asulah de takala. Nadava nami dilma asulah de takala. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yudal Tameh Damar Adam Mevi Kivsaso Lazara Umakdisha Visaymechala Vishokhta. So the Gemara says, you bring your keves when to the Azara, and that's where you're Makdish, and therefore there's not going to be a. There's not going to be any takala. Good? Good. Comes along the Taisus, Rabbosai, And this is a Shas Tosos. It's really a collector's item, this Tosos. Yudam Ralph. Adam Mevi Kivsaso. Midenakot Lashon Nekeva. From the fact that the Gemara chose to use a Lashon Nekeva. Alma de Beshlamim Ayri. So it means we're talking about a carbon shlamim. Vitema. Frektoisvis. My takala shayach bishlamim valo in me'ila bishlamim. So let's stop there, Rabbi Yisai. Taisus doesn't understand that, assuming that you're talking about a shlamim, if there's no me'ila, so then the Gemara's whole kasha of takala is not even shayach. So Rabbi Yisai, what's the simple answer to the Taisus? Right. Assume like the Ran. It's Baal Ta'acher. So whether or not we had... Now, Benji's questioning me whether we have a rush, and the rush held like the Mefarish, and we have Shuas Yakos and Panim Iris and, you know, Kvetches to understand how to work with a Gemara. But now you have a Tosus. Tosus that's clearly shifting to Me'ila and not applying it to Baal Ta'acher. Clearly holding like the Mefarish over there, and perhaps like the rush, and perhaps like the rush over here. So Tosus is saying that there's a din. There's no me'ila by kachim kalim. We only have the iser me'ila when it comes to kachim kachim. So comes along Taisus, and Taisus says, no. The yeshlomer dinehi de me'ila leka. Listen to this, Rabbi Say. Even though the Gemara tells us a miut, that there is no iser me'ila when it comes to... It's a fascinating concept, Rabbi Say. The whole concept of me'ila is not by all kachim. It's only by kachim kachim. By kachim kalim is not me'ila. So even though the Gemara is the din of Me'ila by Kachim Kalim, comes along Tosis in the Darim Adaf Yudam and Aleph and says, Achidish Nifla Ad L'Ma'od. In order to what? In order to make sense of the story, of the Takola. Yishlomer Dinehi de Me'ila Leka, Isser de Oraisa Mi'a Ika, Rabbi Yisai, you for sure have an Isser de Oraisa, Kida Amar Barash Hashanah B'Shoif B'Shol Shlomim Lo Yitaka V'im Taka Lo Yatsa Mishum Da Isura Rachiv Alei. What did he just say? What did Tosis just say? Tosis said, even though the Gemara tells us there's no Isur Me'ila when it comes to what? When it comes to Kachim Kalim, when it comes to Shlomim, but there's for sure an Isur D'Oraisa. So therefore, what? Oh, excellent. So therefore, you explain the takala. What's the daraisa? So all Tosis says to you is that what? Is that I know that there's an issa daraisa. He doesn't tell you what the daraisa is. He just says the following. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph says the following. Taka shayfer shal oila. Right? Taka shayfer shal oila. What's the din? Yatza. Taka shayfer shal shlomim lo yatza. Why? The Gemara goes on to explain, at least in the Havamina, the Gemara explains, taka shayfer shal oila, which has me'ila, kevan de malba, so the din is, once you're mailing it, nafak be'lechulin. So now you're nafak be'lechulin, and now is no longer kadosh, so now you could be yotze. But what? If you're taka ba shlomim, a shayfer shal shlomim, then what? There's no din me'ila. If there's no din me'ila, then me'ila the kedusha is never paka. If the kedusha is never paka, you're not yoytze. Fractisis, why aren't you yoytze? What's the problem? Why aren't you yoytze? If there's no me'ila, so let me be yoytze. Teretz is, says Taisis, there's some issur d'oraisa. What is that issur d'oraisa is not clear. The Gemara in Menachos, this is a favorite of Rav Shechter's, is the Rashi has a lashon on the din of Leinenim v'Leimolim. Rashi writes, by talking about Molus Shal Nazir over there, Rashi writes, Leinenim v'Leimolim, which is the same lashon that you have by Shlomim, because everyone agrees that Midrabanan, you can't treat it with no Kedusha. Rashi writes, Midrabanan. There's an Isra Anah Midrabanan. The Shita Mekubetzes there in Rashi in Menachos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis says, "Ayin Tosis Nazir Yudam and Aleph." That Tosis clearly held that it was an issur d'oraisa based on what? It's unbelievable. Based on these phantom gemaras, like these mysterious gemaras that happen to be telling you a din in tkiyah shayfer that's not going to tell you a din in kachim kol atarah kula is an issur d'oraisa for you to play around with the shlamin. Like there's no psukim about this. There's no me'ilah. So then Rashi's saying there's no issur. And according to what Taisa says, no. From the fact that the gemara was mashma that there would be a problem with the what? With the shayfer, it sounds like there's some sort of issur d'oraisa. What's the issur d'oraisa? Taisa doesn't tell him. Comes along the shita mekubetzes in Menachos, and he says, you know what the issur d'oraisa is? Bayachal dvar. He says, you were makdish this. So now, by you being nene from it, so now you're not sticking to your language of treating it with kedusha in terms of your nether. A big chiddush. That was what the Gemara was assuming in the Nedarim the whole time. Regularly, in the Nedarim, Dika Isser, just a Bal Yachal Dvar. That's the best we could do when it comes to Kodshim Kalim. So that's what Shittim Gratzah says. That's what Shittim Gratzah is just a din of Bal Yachal. But otherwise, in terms of Kedusha, in terms of Hektish, there is no other Isser. But so comes along the Nadi Behuda, and Nadi Behuda says, what's the Raya? He says he doesn't even agree to Taisus in the Nedarim. Maybe Rashi's right. Maybe there is no issur d'oraisa whatsoever when it comes to shlomim, to be nene with it. Elamai, so what are you going to say? No, there's an issur d'rabbanan, like Rashi told us. So it comes along the Nadi Yehuda, and the Nadi Yehuda says, and your issur d'rabbanan is what is now going to be ma'akiv, my fulfillment, d'oraisa of the tkiyah shayfer. Moshal ma'ad over dharma, Rabbi Yisai. Moshal ma'ad over dharma. What's machlekes between the night of Yehuda and the Balei HaTosis in the Darim Daf Yud? Well, let's say you have something called a Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Right? And you have a Reb Kiva Eiger. And Reb Kiva Eiger wants to know, a guy blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Right? Was he yoytze the mitzvah? Does he make a shechiyanu on Sunday this year? Or does he not make a shechiyanu on Sunday this year? What do you mean? It's an issur d'rabbanan. It's a gzeira d'rabba. I'm going to carry a shofar. How's that going to affect my mitzvah d'oraisa? Or a boysa, if you hold like the night of Yehuda against our taisis, so then what? So then you're talking after the Yoytze. And it would be not like Rabbi Kiva Eiger that you wouldn't be able to. You would say Shechiyanu the next day. Again, assuming that the Shechiyanu is totally on this. Because an Isser derabonon, a mitzvah abo ba'aveh rabaya derabonon, would be Oikir the Kiyam. Ke'ain what we have in Taisus and Sukkah. The Taisus and Sukkah says what? If a person eats in the sukkah in a way that Chachamim said not to eat, so then you have the din. Taisus and Daf Gimel says, "Lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha." That Chachamim, because of gzeir Hashem yimashich achar shulchano, that if you eat half in the sukkah and half out, then we add the Rabbanan had the ability to what? To now make it as if you weren't mekayim the d'oraisa. So the same would be true if you do the mitzvah above avera. Even if it's only an aver d'rabbanan, perhaps the Nadi Behuda is suggesting, in order to get out of Shitas Taisus from here, to explain away the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, to explain why Shefer Shel Shlamim, Yutaka weren't Yotzei, the mitzvah, even though it's only an Issa d'rabbanan, because an Issa d'rabbanan could affect the Din d'oraisa and the Kiyama mitzvah on a level d'oraisa, if you hold like that. If you hold now, perhaps Taisus didn't hold like that. Perhaps our Taisus is a riot. That's ludicrous. That al Isser Derabbanan is going to affect the Kiyum HaMitzvah on a level of Daraisa. Even if it's a mitzvah of Avera, so it's not appropriate on a level of Derabbanan. But how are you going to say that this guy who blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos wasn't Yotzi HaMitzvah Daraisa? So L'chayra, the same should be true. If the only Isser that when it came to Shefer Shel Shlamim was an Isser Derabbanan, so about it, he should have been Yotze his entire mitzvah. Yeah, Dan. If it's the Rabbanon?
Yeah.
And is there the Chachamim wanted to be not to be nene from it?
Okay, so I guess my question is, those other examples sound like gazeros derabanan, would that be the same?
Right. Okay. Unless you would, that's 100% correct, and that might be important lumdus for us to talk about this Rosh Hashanah, that you could see chilukim within derabanans. I'm not sure that this iser nena can't be a gzera also, meaning except you won't have a atu deoraisa here. Because if there's no me'ila, there's no me'ila. So it's just, it sounds like it's not going to be a gzera. I hear that. So, yeah, maybe one could be mechalik over in terms of the rabbanim. But assuming...
That's not
a problem. I mean, the Bali Tesis argue all the time that that wouldn't be a problem. And clearly, you're right, but that's right. Right, 100%. So that would be a suggestion if you want the Tesis to work together, but I don't think that necessarily is a kasha. So this is lechora rabosai. It mamish has a lot of ramifications in terms of number one, just tamazai. If you learn kipshuto, right, you know, like this, right? So then you're going to have an issa deraisa by all kachim to be nana, which sits well, and I think is the assumption of most of us, that you can't just be nene from kachim kalim, even though it's not necessarily meila. But if you assume not like that, so then it might have ramifications outside, and it might have even ramifications lagabe our din of how derabbanans interplay with daraisas. What's fascinating, Rabbi Say, is that if you look at the ritva in that gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches, so the ritva says, so what's the problem? So Shofar Shoshlamim, what's the problem? So the Ritva has 2 days there, what the issue is. First, the Ritva says, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. It's a mitzvah b'aveira. So again, the Ritva could be assuming like Taisus, that it's a mitzvah b'aveira, d'oraisa, and therefore the Isser is uprooted, and not necessarily that an Isser d'rabbanan, an aveira d'rabbanan, is going to now affect the mitzvah like the Nodiv Yehuda assume. But then the Ritva has a second day. The second day of the Ritva is that, no, it has nothing to do with mitzvah b'aveira. It's just the regular din of that. I don't think he uses this lashon. I have to look back in his lashon, but it sounds exactly like the lashon of the Gemara in Tmura by Yehovah Lomahani. And he just says, "Well, if you were not yotze the mitzvah, so then you weren't really nene. So we're just going to make it that what that you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah, memela that there's never going to be an esser over here." Exactly like, it sounds like exactly like the lumdus of Rav and Tura, that Yavaloi Mahani, that we're going to tell you that you were not Yotze Mibela, because then you're not going to be over the Yisr. Not classic Yavaloi Mahani, like the way the Maharit understands when Yavaloi Mahani. Im Yutuko no Yisr, al Yidei, you know, us saying Lo Mahani, so then we're going to say Lo Mahani. So that's exactly what the Ritva says over there. If the whole Yisr is only if you're going to be Yotze the Mitzvah, so the Mela, we're going to be talking that you're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah over there. So Rabbi Say, that could be true even if the Isser is what? Is only the Rabban, right? Still, the Hanah there is only going to be through the Mitzvah, right? And therefore we're going to be attacking it. We're going to say Lo Yatzah, so it comes out that you didn't actually get anything out of this. So again, this is all in the Havamin of the Gemara before the Gemara's Mechadish Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Ninyo. So don't ask. You don't have kashas for mitzvah slav lehenesinu. Gemara comes along to reject this because Rava introduces a klal that we have in Adarim called mitzvah slav lehenesinu. So there's all assuming that mitzvah slav lehenesinu. So if you understand the Gemara has nothing to do with mitzvah b'avera, but the Gemara is just saying a vehicle of what, of not being yotze, of not being nene, and of not violating the avera. So therefore, mele we're going to pukah the mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that it's lo yotze, that we were matanga, that it's lo yotze. So that could be, even if the Avera is the Rabbanan. It's not necessarily a Raya that it's an Avera de Oraisa. So it could be that these two approaches might be in the way, totally on the way you learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, based on those 2 days in the Ritva. However you slice it, though, that this Taisus and any alternative chat, the Rashi and Shittim Gvetzes and the Noda Bihuda, is going to be a big chiddush and two mahalchim how to understand that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and perhaps a two mahalchim that are going to affect this yontif of Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbes legabe being yotze the mitzvah with an avera derabana. Just very quickly, Rabosai, just to get back to the agarata that we skipped, there is a fascinating story over here, and I sent a fascinating meshachachma That's kedai to see. So the Gemara says over here, just very quickly, that Hanicha Nedava de Karbonas Nedava de Naziris Ma'ikla Meimar. So Gemara says, what is the concept of Nedava when it comes to Naziris? The Mishnah also lists up Naziris. It didn't only list off Karbonos. So the Gemara says, Savarla Kishimen Atzadik, Desanya, Amr Reb Shimon Atzadik, Miyamai Loyachalti Ashem Nazir Tamei Ela Echad, Pamachas Bo Adam Echad Benazir Menedarom Vero Isiv Shu Yafe Enayim Vetov Roa Victosov Siduros Lo, Taltalam Amarti Lo Bni, Maros Lahashkas Esarcha, Zeano, why do you destroy such beautiful hair? Amali Roa Isi La'aba, I was a shepherd. Mi'iri, Alachti Lamalos Mayim and Amayim and Istakalti, Bevoa Shali, and I looked in my reflection. Some Rishonim bring this as a raya, not to look in a mirror, which is a machlokes Rishonim. Who is he talking to? He's talking to himself.
It's her.
He's talking to himself, right? He's talking to his own yitz, his reflection. So Shimon HaTzadik responded, gave him a kiss. This is the concept of what? Of Naziris being a good thing. This is a constant conflict you'll have in the Rishonim, whether Naziris is a good thing or a bad thing. This Gemara clearly presents Naziris as a beautiful thing. So if you look at the Meshech Chachma, Meshech Chachma points out something fascinating. The pasuk says, "Biyom melos yidmei nizro yavi oso." The end of his naziris, he should bring himself. Yavi oso, he should bring him. So, what does that mean? V'chi acherim mevi an oso. He comes himself. What it sounds like from the pasuk, other people are bringing him. Who may be a satsmo? In a zman and nazir, lo nizkar b'tayr behedya. Who mishum sheikar and nazirus who kamosha amr nazir lahazir lashem. The Meshech Chachma points out that how long a nazirus should be is never said b'feirish in the Torah. Gemara actually has gematrias, right? Ubir shimon atzadik shehu kehanazir midarim shepachas alav yitzro, that his yitzer. Suddenly was on his mind. And he had the ability to talk to his Yetzer, right? In order to limit all of his taivas and all of his Yetzer horas. And therefore the Meshech Chachma says there's no limit to that. Everyone has their different amount of time that they have to be metakin, how they deal with their desires and their urges. Everyone has to figure it out. And when a person finishes in the Zeris and deals with the fact that he has these urges and these desires, says the Meshech Chachma, Rabbi Yisrael, and I think this is so relevant in our day. He says, the tikkun comes when a person understands and approaches all of his selfish needs the same way he approaches the needs of others. You know, when someone else is asking for money, there's a limit on how much I'm going to give. There's a limit of how much I'm going to go. That has to be also the way you deal with your desires and your urges and things that you that are sometimes out of control and therefore leads a person to need to put some restrictions and take upon in his ears. So that's what the Meshech Chachma is saying. Va'adrava yehena me'olam. He says you're not allowed to get benefit from this world. Via daita murevis and abrius. You should be involved. This is classic Meshech Chachma. A person is supposed to be involved in the world. He's supposed to enjoy for the world. He has to what? He has to make sure that it's not out of control. It's not out of balance. When it comes to my selfish concerns, when it comes to my selfish needs, when it comes to me too, that what? I'm not now saying, no, I'm entitled. I get everything in the world and everything. Everyone else is different. No. L'chein, diber b'loshon, k'shu mevi atzmo, mevi ish acher. Things now became, put things into proportion. Just like there's a limit of how much you're going to give, you're not going to empty out everything. You're not going to give everything to him. So you're not going to give everything to yourself. You're going to be able to have some self-control. You're going to be able to limit that a little bit. So the Torah is being madgish that when it comes to a nazir at the end of the naziris, he has the ability to what? To relate to all of his urges and his desires now ka'odem acher. Now that there's going to be a limitation, it's not going to be overcoming. It's not going to take over his whole existence. And now it's going to be, I have to give me. Everything's entitled. Everything's me. Everything's I. No. And that's the diuk of the pasuk of Adam Acher. And the Meshech Chachma goes on to say, and where did he get this from? He got this from our Gemara. What is a Kodesh Nazir? What is a person who does the Zirus that mamishes Altaris HaKodesh? It's one that what? Has the ability to speak to all these negative realities, all these negative inclinations, and talk to him like a person. Talk to him like an Adam Acher. Talk to him like, that's not me. That's something that I don't relate to. That's something. That's a level that I'm going to grow to that what? That is going to have his limitations. That's not going to take over my entire existence. Very important, Musar. When we come into the days of Tikkun, the days of Tshuva, the days of Tara, is that we should glean. We're not Naziris. We're not Nazirs. But we do have this issue that the Nazir has, that the Meshech Chachma was talking about. That when it comes to us, when it comes to our needs, when it comes to Achilus, when it comes to money, when it comes to everything that we're involved with, it sometimes takes over our entire existence. And the Yetzer Hara sometimes defines who we are. And when it comes to the mitzvahs that we're going to do for everyone else, no, there's going to be a limit. There's going to be, obviously, there's a normal. I need what, he can't have everything. But when it comes to myself, no, I could have everything. I could take everything. And we're very self-absorbed, and we mamish entitle ourselves to everything, sometimes ad kan. And even if you're not a nazir, sometimes you have to talk to your yitzahara, kilu, it's adam acher, that's not the right way I'm going to go, that's not the right influence that I'm going to be with, that's not who I am, and that's not, I'm going to involve in this enjoyment, but there's going to be a cheshbon, there's going to be a reason, there's going to be an amount, there's going to be a limit, there's going to be, what's the tikkun, what's the bottom line, where is the toelis that is going to help me ultimately in my avodas Hashem? From whatever I'm getting involved with, whatever I'm about to jump into, and everything will be just like I'm interacting with another person. I'm not going to go into that deal. I'm not going to meet up with that person. I'm not going to. I'll go with this person because I trust him. But obviously, there's a limit. So if a person has the ability to deal with his own inclinations, his own yitzarim, his yitzara tov and his yitzara ra, as if they are other individuals that he has the same cheshbonos. Then he's going to be Nazir, Lahazir, La Hashem, and he's going to ultimately come out like a Kaddish.